The United States Supreme Court ruled today that Texas abortion providers will be allowed to sue the state over its restrictive abortion law. The court, however, did not block the law, which means abortions after 6 weeks will still be illegal in the state of Texas. That's before some women even know they're pregnant. For more on this, we're joined by Dahlia Lethwick. She writes about the courts and the law for Slate and hosts the podcast Amicus. Dahlia, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Tanya. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. So this ruling allows Texas abortion providers to sue the state over its abortion law, known as SB 8. What happens next?
Well, it carves a very, very narrow path for the abortion providers who really were just looking for some state actor to sue so they could get an injunction. It carves a really narrow path for them to go ahead and sue four state licensing officials. And so they're going to go ahead and do that. Presumably, this goes back to Judge Robert Pittman in the district court, and he can craft an injunction. But it's pretty, pretty early days, and it's pretty unclear how protected those providers will still be.
Okay, backing up just a little bit, the court declined to block the law when it first passed in September, and of course today allowed the law to remain in place. Do these rulings tell us anything about how the court regards SB 8's constitutionality?
Well, as a formal matter, the constitutionality was not before the court, and they were careful to say this is not a decision on the future of Roe v. Wade. It is pretty clear that 3 months after this law has been in effect, and a sense, I think, from the providers that this is an emergency, you had five justices today really disinclined to treat it as a constitutional emergency. And so in some sense, the decision not to call it a constitutional emergency is a signal, I think, about how Roe v. Wade is in some sense on the ropes.
Let's talk about some of the state action. A state judge ruled yesterday that the citizen enforcement part of this Texas abortion law violates Texas's constitution. How important are these state rulings in deciding the future of this law?
Well, all of the other proceedings that are happening in state and federal court will just continue to chug along. As I said, this really is a very, very narrow decision to let the providers try to get an injunction against a handful of state actors. So I think what you're going to see is a whole bunch of action that continues on, probably until we get the big whopper of a decision in the Mississippi abortion case, which will, in June or July, make a definitive statement about the future of Roe v. Wade.
You used the term narrow several times, as you said. If you were talking to someone and you were saying, like, how much weight should people give to this ruling today?
Yeah, it's a good question. And it's interesting. The headlines are really not definitive on that at all. I would say that this is the court giving this group of abortion providers a kind of limited pipeline to keep their request to have this law enjoined alive. But I don't think you put a lot of weight. It's a kind of a one ride only kind of decision. And I don't think it tells us all that much about anything. As I said, that's going to be left to the Mississippi case that we're going to find out about at the end of the term.
Yeah. Speaking or thinking about the court at large, Chief Justice John Roberts has expressed concern in the past about the perception that the court has become politicized. And yet we see the court's decisions continue to be clearly divided along conservative and liberal lines. Has Justice Roberts essentially lost control of the court?
You know, he is very clear in he writes a concurring opinion and a dissenting opinion today, agreeing to let this lawsuit go forth, but also really warning that the legitimacy of the court itself is on the line. And he says the clear purpose of this law was to nullify the court's rulings. It is the role of the court to protect the constitutional system. So I think it's really clear that he's very, very worried that Texas kind of used what he calls stratagems to get around having the court review it, and that that is not okay with him. But to be clear, the three liberal justices agreed with that. He didn't get one conservative justice to stand for the principle that the legitimacy of the court is on the line.
What are you watching for in this Mississippi case? And I only have about 15 seconds with you, but how do you think the court might decide?
I think they're going to go big and overturn Roe, or they're going to go small and set viability at 15 weeks. But either way, it's going to be a sea change.
That was Slate's Dahlia Lithwick. She covers courts and the law. Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you for having me.